This is VOA News, recording by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ukraine's president said in his nightly address Thursday that he has stripped two top generals of their rank. Volodymyr Zelensky called the generals anti-heroes. The Ukrainian leader said he did not have time to deal with all the traitors, but gradually they all will be punished. Ukraine officials say Russian forces confiscated 14 tons of humanitarian aid contained in a convoy of 12 buses Thursday in southern Ukraine. The aid included medicine and food. One day after, Ukrainian officials said Russia had violated its promise to scale back military operations on the outskirts of the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. The U.S. and its Western allies met Russia's assertions with continued skepticism. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said Russia is deploying a similar tactic in the Donbas region.
According to our intelligence, Russian units are not withdrawing, but repositioning. Russia is trying to regroup, resupply, and reinforce its offensive in the Donbas region.
U.S. officials believe most of the repositioned Russian forces are likely headed to Belarus for supplies and maintenance before heading back into Ukraine, possibly to help Russian forces fighting in the eastern part of the country. The U.S. Treasury Department Thursday announced additional sanctions on Russia, this time targeting 21 entities and 13 individuals involved in the Russian technology sector, which U.S. officials say are involved in helping Russia evade already existing sanctions designed to prevent the country from accessing Western technology for military purposes. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app.